Welcome to NCCI's State of the Line podcast. I'm your host, Christine Pike. A top industry concern that we've heard from carriers has been the overall financial health of the workers' compensation system. So today, we'll dig into rate adequacy and what's driving loss costs to get a sense of what's going on in the industry. Joining us today is NCCI expert, Nadej Bernard, and she is the practice leader and senior actuary at NCCI. Nadej, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Christine. Hello, everyone. As you said, my name is Nadej. I am a senior actuary for NCCI. I lead the rate making and data quality practice areas. I've actually been at NCCI for 24 years. I've worked in a lot of different areas in the actuarial division. I was the previous state actuary for a number of states. My team and I produce base loss costs and, in some instances, rates for those states. I've also worked in reserving, setting reserves for the residual market states that NCCI manages. So I think technically I've done a little of everything. But now I'm in rate making and data quality. I like rate making and I also like data quality. Of course, our analysis would be obsolete without the data that we collect from our stakeholders. So my team works closely with the data folks to ensure that the data is usable in rate making.
Well, that's exactly what we want to talk about today. So let's just get right to it. Some carriers have asked whether the current workers' compensation rates are adequate to cover future losses. How would you respond to that, Nadej?
The system today is healthy and resilient. If you attended the annual Insight Symposium this year in May, you may have heard Donna Glenn, NCCI's chief actuary, categorize the results as remarkable. This is despite the impact of the COVID pandemic. And I would have to agree with Donna that the results are remarkable.
That is a very specific word, remarkable. Why are we saying remarkable?
We say remarkable because when we look at the system indicators, they all seem to be moving in the right direction. They all are positive. Let's take, for example, the calendar year 2023 combined ratio. It's our latest full calendar year, and the combined ratio for that year at this point is at an 86. It's our 10th year with a calendar year combined ratio below 100. And believe it or not, it's our 7th straight year with a combined ratio below 90. The combined ratio is actually a very good indicator of how the system is functioning because it measures how premium and losses are moving together.
What do you think, Nadej, is the driver for these results?
The reasons for these results are, it's almost twofold, right? First, the premium. Workers' compensation premium is derived using payroll, which is an inflation-sensitive base. And what does that mean? It means that when we're calculating workers' comp premium, payroll is used. And typically, payroll increases every year because of a couple of factors. You probably could guess them. Average weekly wages, employment, right? Both typically increases. So as wages rise, premium automatically increase.
So you've explained that well. That makes sense with premium. I understand that. What's number two that's driving the results?
That would be losses. And we can break down losses. We look at them in two different components. One is frequency. The second one is severity. Frequency at NCCI is defined as number of claims divided by premium. And as we've seen, frequency continues to decrease. So overall, less claims compared to premium in the workers' compensation system. So the second part of losses, though, is how claims, also known as severity, have been developing. Now, if we look at prior to 2009, we saw increases in severity in the range of 5 to 7%. But since 2009, severity has been increasing, but at a much slower pace. And prior to 2009, most of the decreases that we saw in frequency was almost offset by the increases in severity. That's not the case these days. Today, frequency decreases have more than offset severity increases. So that leaves us with less losses overall in the system.
Got it. So let's recap. Premium, frequency and severity, those are the biggest factors you mentioned that's driving the trends. Okay. What about how premium and losses actually compare right now? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So premium is increasing because payroll is increasing. Recently, though, we've seen significant increases in payroll because of the high wages after the COVID pandemic. Losses, on the other hand, are decreasing because frequency continues to go down. So when we compare losses to premium, what we're seeing is that premium is going up faster than losses are increasing. That creates a situation that requires some balancing. So this means that the loss costs almost have to come down to keep losses and premium in balance.
Well, that's actually another question that we've heard from carriers. It's really about the continued decline in rates and loss costs. There seems to be a concern about that. So let's start there.
We've seen decreases in bureau premium level changes, and that's because of the imbalance that we were just talking about between premium and losses. In fact, for NCCI states in 2024, loss cost rates have actually declined by 9.2%. We're also seeing loss costs continuing to decline for our filings that will be effective in 2025, just to a lesser extent. So far, we filed a little more than 20 states with an average decrease of about 5 to 6%.
Okay, so you're saying that when there's an imbalance between the amount of premium and losses, the way to bring it back to balance, if you will, is through filing rate decreases or increases for that matter. And in this case, what you're talking about now, our current state, premium is higher than losses. So NCCI has to file a decrease. Do I have that right?
You do. That is correct. I should, though, point out that our focus with this comparison is on the loss portion of the premium. So we're comparing the portion of premium that is dedicated specifically for indemnity and medical benefit costs. When we talked about the combined ratio earlier, we talked about a number of different components, right? Dividends, underwriting expenses, and so on. Those are actually staying somewhat the same.
So you mentioned with frequency that keeps coming down, which of course is good news for the workers' compensation system. Why are we seeing these continued decreases?
I think one reason is technological advancements. We probably could guess that there's more of a focus on safety protocols. The example that comes to mind often is the process for garbage collection. It just seems less risky these days. If you look at that particular process a decade or so ago, you would have seen collectors manually picking up garbage cans to dispose in the garbage trucks. Now, that process is a lot more automated. I see garbage trucks are equipped to do majority of the manual work, automatically picking up the garbage cans and putting them into the trucks. So to me, it's less likely that we would see an injury because of the changes in the process. So a decrease in frequency.
Well, you mentioned safety technology, so I feel compelled to mention our workplace safety series. It was three parts. We had the employer's perspective, the technology provider's perspective, and also the carrier perspective. I think what you're saying is absolutely accurate. We've had some great advancements in safety tech. And on NCCI.com, you can read that article. All right, thanks, Nadej. I had to do that shameless plug. Let's go back to severity, if we could. What are some of the factors that are keeping severity fairly moderate, as you had mentioned?
Well, I'll highlight three main components that I think about as we're looking into severity. One is tempered medical inflation. That's despite the high inflation rate that we've seen over the past few years. The second piece is utilization of certain facilities. We've seen a shift from inpatient to outpatient care. Now, both inpatient and outpatient care costs are going up. The difference is inpatient tends to be a little bit more expensive than outpatient. And so when you shift services from inpatient to outpatient, then you get less costs. The third component that I'll highlight today is the imposed medical fee schedules. They're more prevalent these days, and we think they've mitigated increases in costs. Of course, John and Stephen have a series on medical inflation that provides a whole lot more details on this particular topic.
They did talk about medical inflation on one of our podcast episodes, so thank you for mentioning that. You know, medical inflation has really been a highly talked about topic. Do you have any indication maybe on preliminary results for 2024?
We do. We now have the first half of 2024 data available. And while it is preliminary and assuming no change in expenses from 2023, which typically we don't see much fluctuation from year to year when it comes to the expenses. So we can basically anticipate a calendar year 2024 combined ratio between an 83% to about 90%. This anticipated combined ratio range makes it 11 straight years of calendar year combined ratios under 100%. So we're looking at the data for private carriers at this point. These results are now available in our latest report, 2024 Insight and 2023 in Review.
That's great. And I have one more question to ask you that I think hopefully will be helpful for our listeners as well. What is the difference between calendar year and accident year?
Oh boy, that's a good one. Well, calendar year looks at all transactions that are happening from 1/1 until 12/31. That's how we categorize our own calendar year. The accident year looks at accidents that are happening within that particular calendar year.
Got it. And we're very specific though, right? When we say accident year or calendar year. And why is that?
Because transactions that happen in the calendar year could have occurred from prior accidents. So if I had a loss in 2022, but I paid out $100 in 2023, that payment is captured in the calendar year under the calendar year combined ratio. Let's put it for example, right? But the $100 from an accident year basis would go back to when it happened, which was accident year 2022. So we look at both measurements.
That does sound pretty remarkable to me, Nadej. This is great information. We've covered a lot of ground, and we know there's a lot more to talk about in future episodes of the show. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to learn more about the financial health of the workers' compensation system, check out 2024 Insight, 2023 in Review, Workers' Compensation's latest results. The latest results for workers' compensation. It's on nccci.com. Check it out.
And if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, leave us a review, and share this program with your network. It'll really help us grow the channel and reach more listeners just like you. Find more episodes at ncci.com/podcast, where we cover even more on the issues that are top of mind in workers' compensation. Thanks so much for tuning in to the State of the Line podcast. See you next time.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2024. All rights reserved.